The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
B'chayez Dav Zayin, we continue our discussion of the sugya of Yoytze, the sugya of defining Dvarim Asurim and Mutarim based on where they come from, what their source is, and whether that source defines the product of it, even if the product is not bedoymet to the source. What are the dinim and the various hagdoros of this? And I'd like to be misamek in a shtikl Reb Chaim in Hilchos Machalos Asuras that'll give us more of a clarity in this noise. We have by also Gemara Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara brings, according to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the man da'omer that holds that a kolut ben parakolut is an animal that his hooves are bedoymen to a sus v'chamor. The hooves are together, not split hoofs, but a kolut. And he's a ben poro. Lidi dan the halachis, we pass in yoytz min ator is tor. According to Reb Shimon, if it has simone tumo, we discussed in the previous sugya what the definition of the simonim and whether that itself is the cause and effect of tumo v'tahara. But al kaponim, according to Shitas Reb Shimon the Tana holds that a kolut ben poro is tumo. A kolut ben poro is tumo, even though he comes from a poro. So now, the halacha is, the Gemara says, that a kolut shenis abra mimenu, the product of a kolut with a poro, the halacha is, the Gemara is, toila that in a nidin that's called zevezeh goyrim. What's zevezeh goyrim? Zevezeh goyrim is a sugi and shas in various places. We'll say over the classic examples, sugim sochim, in the middle of the second peck, which comes from Mishnayis and Zeroyim. We have an oven where in those days the final form of the oven, the hardness of the walls of the oven were made out of cheres, and the final touch of the cheres was created by the first heat and the first heating production that went into that oven. Thereafter, all things that are cooked in the oven are a product, so to speak, of the heat that's generated by that oven. If the oven was created, was formed, was finished, became a Gemara Dover, al yidei klipe orlo, the halacha is that the oven itself becomes a product of orlo. Thereafter, everything that's baked in that oven becomes awesome. Similarly, you have to destroy the oven. If it was, the oven was formed, finished, by klipe orla and a regular type of wood that's mutter, this wood that's also by now becomes from orla. Regular wood is not also, even if it comes from a tree of orla. We're talking about the klipe orla is a distinct type of, is the produce of orla, which is also, it's also by now, and that's why it would have that problem. So klipe orla we use together with wood which is beheter. Since you have a zeh v'zeh, there's two things that form the final product. Zeh v'zeh goyrim is an eden in the Gemara, whether zeh v'zeh goyrim is mutter or asa. Now let's make one thing clear over here. If we'd be talking about a pot of meat, where part of the pot is nevela and part is shchuti, you're certainly not allowed to eat it by saying zeh v'zeh goyrim is mutter, because over there you're eating the tray for itself. Obviously, the point is that when you're baking in that oven, which was created, finished, by klipe orlo, you're not eating the klipe orlo, you're not even getting the taste of the klipe orlo. You're eating something which is a toitzeret, which is a product, which is produced by something which has the iser of orlo. So here the name of what we're talking about is where B is produced by A, not where you're shaila of the kashrus of A itself. The shaila of the kashrus of that which is produced by A, it's B, it's something else. And then there's an eden of zev zegerim, also zev zegerim mutter. That's the discussion the Gemara brings, the Gabi Kolut, which is also shenisab mimenu poro, the birthing of the poro is nigram al yedei the Kolut, who's the father. In that case, is an eden of zev zegerim mutter also. Tosfos in Chulin Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph brings a stira legabe whether we accept the psak halacha of zev zeh goyrim mutter, or rather where we accept the psak halacha of zev zeh goyrim mutter. In Chulin Daf Nun Ches, the discussion over there is legabe eggs that were produced by a chicken who's treifa. And the Gemara says over there that the eggs that were B'mei imo, when she was nidrefa, picture a chicken that receives a clap that rendered her a trefa. She received a blow to her head that rendered, there's a hole in the brain membrane. The eggs that are in the body of the trefa become trefa along with it, because it'll be erichimoy. But what happens if right after that, let's say the next day, a chicken with a trefa can survive up to 12 months? So let's say the injury is not mortal, the chicken survived to fight again another day, and she produced eggs the next day. Those eggs are not osur, even though they come from a trefa. Why? Because since they come from the chicken, who's a trefa, but they also come from the rooster, who's not a trefa. So mel over there, also we have zevzegoyrim, and zevzegoyrim is mutu. That's the psak of the Gemara. The Gemara, on the other hand, the chul lavayin tes, talks legabi a totally different context. So this is a shayla sugya predo. Predo is a mule, otherwise known as the offspring of a horse and a donkey together. And in that context, the Gemara discusses a certain type of animal, a kvi, which is discussed all over Shas, which is a product, according to one chat, according to the Gemara over there, a product of a chayo, a tzvi with a tayosh, a product of a chayo and a behema. The nafkamina, two kosher animals, it's definitely allowed to be eaten. The nafkamina of whether something is a chayo behema are many. One is chelev. Chelev is only also from behema, not from a chayo. Chelev of a deer is mutter, chelev of a cow is also. The reason why we have a problem with chelev is because we generally don't eat deer meat. Nobody knows how to catch a deer and bring it productively to a shlachtois. The second afkamin is kisei adam. Kisei adam faket is only by oifois and by chayos, not by behemois. The third afkamin is shchitas oisives benoi. Legabe behema, the Torah gives an issa oisives benoi. Legabe chaya, there is no. The Gemara dashes that there is no issa. Tzvi with its offspring can be shechted the same day. The fourth nafkamina, the Gemara says, Israel lechaim v'keva. The matnois kuna, which are given from the chalokum of the behema, not from the chalokum of the chaya. So in that context, the Gemara discusses the offspring of a joint chaya and a behema. What is it? What's its halachic status? And over there, the Gemara doesn't get involved in a shmuz called Zevzegoyim. The point is the same. It's partly from A, it's partly from B. The question is C, the offspring, whether it's A and B together, whether it has the dinim of A, the dinim of B. Over there, the Gemara gives a different address for the noisei of how to define whether to include the father in the definition of what the vlad that's born from the mother is. Over there, the headline, the noisei, is called Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. That's the name of the sugya. And the Gemara gets into a whole discussion over there. Yeah, choshen lezera, not choshen lezera. The Gemara doesn't bring zev zegor. So Taisus and Chul Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph on Tav Di Vemaskum Mekan VeElich seems to understand that even though they call different names zev zegorim and choshen lezera av, beetsem the nidoinim are the same. Do we look at the not only where the animal was born from, but its source, which is the father, as going into its halachic definition? Or do we not? It's really the same noisei. And Tosfos asks the two sugyas, zeh lo mazeh, are we choshes lezerav, vis-a-vis the fact that we paskin zeh v'zegorim is mutter. Tosfos' approach over there is somewhat of a chiddush. Tosfos says that the nidin is the same. Tosfos says, but the nafkamina is whether it's two minim of heter have a different din than if it would be one min of issa and one din of heter. The two minim of heter, both of them, there's no iser. The point is whether it imposes a certain dinim. Over there, choshen lezarav. Mashengim, we're talking about a shame iser, that you have a chalois of macholos asurois, that would, we would say, zev zegorim is mutter. That's his approach. What the understanding of that is not so clear. Lomai says, we pointed out, the kasha of Taisus is not so pashut, because the different wording of the Gemara would seem to indicate that there's two different noisim. The noisim sound, of course, like the same. Definition of whether the source of where something comes from, even though physically it's not from there, but since it has its source in something outside it, in which case the zera'av, which the vlad right now is born from the mother. The vlad is not born from the father, but the source, or the makor, or its yoytze, from the zera'av. Whether that would impose a status of the av or not, Reb Chaim, in his Sefer Machol Sasus Perek Gimel, is medayik in the Rambam, not like the Teretz of Tosfos. And he wants to propose a different Teretz. And of course, like we said, the Kasha would seem to indicate that the two Musagim are different Musagim. What's Reb Chaim's explanation? Reb Chaim says like this, Choshen Lazer Av is a question. You're trying to define what is something. What category of animal does it belong to? If you want to classify, not in terms of dinim, you want to know what is it? Is it a chayo? Is it a behemoth? Is it a tzvi? Is it a tayosh? Over there, the question is, on the one hand, it's born from the mother. On the other hand, lamaisa, it can't be born from the mother without the zero av producing in the mother the ability for the mother to give birth. Similar to the idea that we discussed, even though then we were discussing the idea of yichus legabe odom, but we discussed it also legabe the alochs of behema, the concept that the avhus is hukva lefi the shas hazro, lefi the shas hayiroyin, and the leda is what's kever the imus, the motherhood, because that's the physical creation of that thing being yotzemi ube imus. So on the one hand, you have something which physically comes from the mother, so it's definitely a physical part of the mother, it's definitely physically produced by the mother. On the other hand, since it has its source in the Zero Ha'av, the question is whether Lagabi Behemis, whether that's Keveya, the Min, the Shem Ha'adover, Shebefoneinu, whether it's Hukval, Fi, the father, or no, Ein Choshen L'Zerav, that's one need. Nothing to do with Isser and Heter. It has to do with the fact that we're being Keveya, the Shem, the Min, of that thing. When we're talking about the Trefa, the sugya that we quoted in Chul Daf Nun Ches, we're not talking about being kevea that A is a different min than B. When a Trefa has eggs, or tomorrow when eggs are produced by the Trefa, it's not a question what the egg is. Is it an egg of a chicken or an egg of a penguin? Is it an egg of a chicken or an egg of a bald eagle? That's not the noisy. It's not what the shame is. An egg of a trefa is the same chicken egg. The question is whether the iser status of the mother imposes itself, whether the status, a halacha, a din, which is on the source, imposes itself on the yoytze mehadover. And on that we have a need, and the question is not defining it. The question is giving it a certain din. In that, we have a need, then that's something else. It's called Zevezeh Gerim. Over there, the question is not defining what it is. The question is whether the halacha status of Isser, which was on the Yotze, which was on the source, is imposed even on the Tetz, or the oven, like we said. The oven which is formed, baked, hardened by Klipe Arlo. The oven is a regular oven. It doesn't make a difference if the oven was hardened by Klipe Arlo, it was hardened by wood from a forest. It's the same oven. The point is that there's a koyach that created that oven, which had that koyach, that source, had a din of Isser. So the question is whether that din of Isser is imposed even on the Yotze Mimenu. On that we say that since something has two sources, so Isser has to, din of Shal Isser to be imposed on the Yotze Mimenu, it has to be fully the source. If it was sourced from there and from something else, that source is not strong enough to impose its din on the Yotze. Two different nidonim. One is a need on a classification system, one is a halachic shayla of whether that din imposes itself on the Yotze mimenu. Explains Reb Chaim that one has done the korv zelzekol alayla. Like the nidim zev zegerim, we paskin mutter. That dinim that are imposed because of the source that they have are only when that's the sole source, not when there's a zev zeh. Mashenkin legabe amin, whether the shem amin is hukva from the father, and that we say choshen lezerav. Now let's re-examine our Gemara. The Gemara that we quoted, just going back from the beginning, that quotes zevizagorim is questionable. Lefi Reb Chaim, because what does the Gemara say by us? The Gemara says that a koluch nisabro mimenu poro and gives birth to a poro. The halacha is, we say zevizagorim. Now over here we're discussing the shem hamin. We're not discussing just an isavahetis din to be chal on the yoytze mimenu. We're discussing the shem hamin is the offspring of this poro, which was nisabro from a kolut, which according to Reb Shimon is a dovetame. The halacha is that the halacha is the lechay chayshin lezerahav. Why do we say zev zegoyim mutter? And we pass on zev zegoyim mutter to be matter the beimo. Lechayru, we have a different shayla, like Reb Chaim says, of chayshin lezerahav. So our Gemara seems to contradict the basic premise of Reb Chaim, even though it's kamat mavur from the name of the two sugas being different. Lechayru, our Gemara is soyser Reb Chaim's hesber. The one who asked this question on Reb Chaim is the Chazon Ish and his Gilyonis on the Chiddush of Reb Chaim Halevi al Rambam. A lot of the good kashas are there in the Chazon Ish's personal Gilyonis and Asogis on Reb Chaim. The Briskirov, it's not clear whether he learned that up in Reb Chaim, or this is what he heard from Reb Chaim, but Petoich HaDvarim in his Chiddushim, in his Shi'urim on Bechoris, and our Sugi addressed this issue, and the Briskirov just added an extra knage, which would seem to be Miyash of that kasha. The point is this. The point is that the Isser of Kolut, which, like we said, is a product of a Paro, but it has simonim of a behemoth tumah. We pass in Yoytzim in a Mutter, is Mutter. Reb Shimon holds that since it has simonim tumah, it has din of a behemoth tumah. Even according to Reb Shimon, the Briskurov seems to say, the min itself is a min tohor. That's for sure that Reb Shimon's maskim, that since it comes from a dover tohor, it is, I don't know if you want to call this genetically, but at least halachically, its definition, as far as min, as far as type is concerned, biologically, you would give him the Latin name of the mother. He's definitely a product of the mother. He's definitely the minha of the mother. Biskurov adds a very basic point. He says, if a min tmei and a min tahira, one cannot produce offspring together. Only two minim tahirim can produce, biologically, genetically, only two minim tahirim, the Gemara says that only two minim tahirim can produce offspring. So it's clear that if a paro was misabra from a kolut, that the kolut, even according to Shimon that asks it, that's only because it has simone tuma. It has a din of isser. But is it a min tahir? Nope. It's a min tor, and that's the only reason why it's nisabra menu aparo. So the question is not, according to Reb Shimon, whether it's a min tome, it's not a min tome. The question is on the offspring of the paro and the kolot, only whether the din of tuma, which is befoil on the father, imposes itself onto the vlad. That, whether a din iser imposes itself onto the product of that dover also, is evzengayr. That's why the Gemara doesn't discuss, the Gemara doesn't concern itself b'chalal with the noise of Choshen Lezerav. It's not negate to the Shem Hamin. It's negate only to whether the Isser Din, the Din Befoil of Isser, on the source, imposes itself onto the Yoytzim Emenu, that Shakta Nidin of Zev Zagurim, the Gemara's Kaftavech Adarabah. The Gemara's Araya to the way we explain the Chilu between the two Sugis, the Hezber of Rabbeinu Chaim. There's another crucial point in Havana to make over here. I think this is an important point. There's a Gemara in Tmura Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that talks about a froyach shel beitzas treifa, the chick of a that's produced from a beitzas treifa. Beitzas treifa, like we said, is also tea. A beitzah that was found in a chicken that became a treifa. The egg itself, at least the eggs that were in the body b'shosh nitrefa, are also. But that egg is still a viable egg. The egg came out of the body of the chicken. She sat on the egg. And lemaisin efroyach came out of that egg. The Gemara says that efroyach does not have the status of a trevi, even though the egg that it's produced from, that it hatched from, was imposed on it a din iser of trefa. Why? The Gemara says, emas godlo l'chimisrucho abeitza. A chick is a product of the disintegration of the egg. Not a product of the egg. The egg's not here. It comes out of a disintegration of the egg. The egg does not impose its din on the product of it, on the chick, and that's why it's mutter. Which means, l'chor, that the whole idea of B being produced from A, a yoytze, from something else, can only have the source's din iser, only if that source is a dover d'loy misrach. L'chor, ein l'cha dover v'tzir godl mizeh. Then if we're talking about, let's say, by us in the Gemara, the Zera Ha'av, that which the mother of the Poro that was born was produced from the Zera Ha'av, the Gemara says in many places, Shichva Zera L'chi Misrucho, that's when it creates the pregnancy. L'chor, there's nothing more, not here anymore, than the Zera Ha'av, L'gabi, the production many months later, of the Vlad from the mother's guf. You could say that the mother is still here. We have imposed on it the halacha status of the mother. When it's born from the mother is not something that's misrucho. But the zera'am, how does that impose dinim of iser on the product of the birth? The chayr, if we're talking about the shem hamin, so you could say the shem hamin is includes the father. Choshen zera'av, even though the zera'av is not here anymore months later when the animal is born. But we explained that our sugya is not dealing with the shem hamin; it's dealing with a toitzeres of it coming from a dvar yisur. That dover is, if it disintegrates, cannot impose dinim on hayotzi mimenu. The chayr, that's what we see in the Gemara Tumurin Daf Lamed Aleph. And the truth of the matter is, Lagabi Klipi Arla, it's also not clear. The Klipi Arla are burnt in order to harden the walls of the oven. The Klipi Arla disintegrate in the process. So why does that have a din of Yoytze? So here we have to add a Nekuda, which sounds almost like Machshava, but it's important. We'll add as an aside, by the way, that when we're talking about the product of the egg, the mother producing the Vlad, cannot impose dinim on it, there's an Arzarua that adds an interesting point. The Arzarua talks about this. He says, so why should every bird, the Arzarua wants to know, the Arzarua is in Hilchus Treifus, in Simon Tov Lamed Vav. Why should every bird be also? To say that it's a product of the mother, l'chayetz misrucha, the egg already disintegrates. Every achreis, the chicks of a stork, of a any oiftami, of a bald eagle, l'chayetz, they're not a product of the mother because the egg already disintegrated. They're certainly not a product of the father because the father's the impregnation of the female only comes from the father, and after that, the egg itself, which is the product of that union, l'chayr disintegrates. The chick kilu is born by itself. So Zeruah asks the kasha. He says, "Why should every oif tame be tame? What, it was born from a mother who's from a female that's tame? L'chayr, it was born from an egg, not from a mother. Bishlam, you're talking about young animals that are born from mammals. So you're talking about something that comes out of the guf of a dove tame. But if you're talking about something that comes from the egg, the Gemara says that does not impose dinim." So Azur says, chidishu. Lefi, the way we're explaining, based on the Reb Chaim, l'chayr, the kasha doesn't start. When we're talking about yoytze, let's say, l'gabi treifa, we're talking about not a shem hamin. We're not talking about a definition, a type. There's no different type between a chicken which had a injury which rendered it a treifa and a healthy chicken. They're the same min. It has a din iser that's not roi l'shchita. Over there, the shame is not a shame min. The question is a din iser. The din iser does not impose itself on the produce of after misrucha. The Azaruah's kasha is only if you put together the idea of imposition of din on yoytze with imposition of shame hamin on yoytze. That, putting those two together, L'chayr tells us that the Azaruah is going with Shittas Taisus, like we said, that puts together the two. Reb Chaim is Medayik in the Rambam, and the silence of the Rishonim in asking the Azaruah's Kasha on that Gemara and Tamura would seem to indicate that that's the Rishonim weren't bothered by this question. The reason why they weren't bothered by this question is because they held on Reb Chaim's Chiluk. But we have a Taisus, and we have an Azaruah, which would seem to go with Shittas Taisus. Getting back to our question, to explain what the difference is between the fact that Misrucha tells us that the chick which emerges from the egg is not a product of the egg hatrefa, even though the egg of a trefa is also, but does not impose its din on the vlad and el memenu because the egg already disintegrated. L'chayr, the product of the father is also comes from disintegration of the zera. L'chim Misrucha, that's when the impregnation of the female takes place. This is a question. L'chayru, we have to be mechalik between what the Maral calls in many places the musig of tsuro and choymer. And this goes back to what we discussed in Daf Dalet. The yichus of a child to its father is not a physical yichus, that it comes from the physical mitzius of the father. He's not born from the father. What's imposed by the father, even though genetically, of course, we, you know, there's not, there's, DNA is a product of the father and a product of the mother. It's a product of the male, it's a product of the female. But in halacha definition, the relationship of a vlad, in halacha, biological halacha, the yachas to a father is a yachas of tsura. It's not a yachas of the physical entity. The physical entity of the child comes from the mother. That's shaykh leida. Leida is the physical being born. The creation of something on a theoretical level is the creation of something on the av level. Be sure that the av creates in the mother the possibility of giving birth, Bishas conception, there's nothing that's visible to the naked eye. There's no physical entity that was created by the father in the guf of the mother. All it is something conceptual, something theoretical. Not theoretical, but conceptual. There's something on a conceptual level, but it's not a physical something that you could be toifiz benayim. The physical mitzvah of a vlad is a product of the mother. Maral always calls this choymer and tzura. Every single thing has choymer, what it's produced from, the physical existence of it. The tzura is that which gives a conceptual definition. So when we're talking about the disintegration of a chick, we're talking about it having its source in an egg of a treifa. We're talking about the mother, right? Because the chick comes from the egg. The egg is a product of the mother's body. So in that sense, when an animal, when the chick comes out of the bird, comes out of the egg of the mother, the physical metzius of the mother, which is the biological shaykhis to the mother, is not here anymore, l'chimisucho. But when we're talking about his biological being a toitzeres, being a yoitze, from the father, we're talking about something that doesn't have to be here. Because the whole biological relationship to the father, to the male, is always something that's conceptual. It's always something that doesn't exist. So male, that relationship is not diminished because the zera ha'av is no longer physically extant. It's never physically here, pishas, the production of the vlad. So the svara of misrucha is a svara, is a tifinikudu. The svara of misrucha is a svara only insofar as the egg of the mother is concerned, not a svara as far as the fertilization, as far as the zera'av, which is its source before the birth of the chick, is concerned. We might add, if we're talking about yichus, that's why even on the human level, halacha, kedushas Yisrael, whether a child born from a Goyish father and a Yiddish mother, the child is Jewish. We go bus of the mother. On the other hand, Lagabi the Shevet, we go bus of the father. What's the difference? Kedushas Yisrael is imposed by the physical Metzius. Mekadesh Amo Yisrael is a physical reality the Rebbein Shem created in Klai Yisrael, the physical Metzius of Kedusha. Kedusha is not only a conceptual thing. Every Jewish body that comes into this world has imposed on it Kedushas Haguf. We celebrate that Kedushas Haguf with the institution of Milah. That's on the eighth day. V'chosam ois bris begufoy, a Jewish body has in it the mitzius of Kedushas Yisrael, has in it the mitzius of the physical mitzius of Kedusha. That comes from the mother. Memela Jewish Kedushas Haguf is imposed by the relationship with the mother. Mashenkin, if we're talking about Yichus, of which Shevet he's from, that's already a min, so to speak. That's already a type, a conceptual. Who is he Shaykh to? Is he Shaykh to Koyin, Levi, Yisrael, Shevet Zvulun, Shevet Don, Shevet Menashe, and so on? That comes from the father. That's the chiluk between the Yichus to the father and the Yichus to the mother. That's true on the Klal Yisrael level. It's true on the Behema level. Gabi, the definition of when we say that the Din Iser of the source of where it comes from is imposed on the offspring. There's a chiluk between, like we said, misrucha to the father and the mother, and like we explained, that din of iser of the source being imposed on the yoytzim imenu is the domain of zev zegerim, muta zev zegerim. Also, that's our sugya. Mashenkin, if we're talking about choshen lezerav, that has to do with the min on a more conceptual level. That's a sugya that does concern itself with choshen lezerav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.